of everybody.
Okay, well, we're supposed to love the Word of God.
I do too.
Okay.
But he didn't, he's a different, he grew up in a different.
Lifting up Jesus
he was in DC area.
Reminding America about the wrath of God that's coming, but
okay,
the goodness of God is available.
It doesn't matter where you grew up. The whole key factor is if you're born again. Like, he just preached the gospel to you. It's faith in Christ Jesus.
I
death, burial, resurrection. Okay, so you got
I
the faith.
I pray every night.
Okay, well, if that's the faith and you have that, now you're going to repent.
Still,
you're going to repent from living your life in this world and turn toward God.
I do.
That means you're going to lose your whole life. You haven't lost it all yet. I can tell you haven't lost it all yet. We're here to help you even more. Because then you're born again. When your insides are changed, everything about your entire life will change. There will be a marked point in your life that you went from an old person to the new creation in Christ. That's 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Well, what if I'm happy with going to church and praying to God and I
it's
feel like
filled
he's
with lies.
Answered.
Revelation 22:14 and 15 says you'll be left outside of the gates if you practice and love one lie, just like the whoremongers.
So the Bible
is like
that
the dogs
I've been
and
reading,
the sorcerers.
Catholic?
The Catholic Bible is not right. They've warped it.
But how do you know that it's the right and not the wrong?
Because if you compare it to the scriptures. And their whole system is filled with
how
sin.
Back, how
the whole,
far back
tell
do
you
your
what?
Scriptures go? I'm not challenging you. I'm asking.
Okay, well, the Roman Catholics started after Christ started the New Testament body. He started it when he was here, right? And the New Testament started upon his death, burial, and resurrection. The Roman Catholics came along with their sinful lies. How many years later? Hundreds of years later, right? We need to go all the way back to the beginning, to Christ's teachings, to the apostles' teachings, not the Roman Catholics,
okay,
who murdered, who killed, who lied,
they
and they don't
do
teach
that.
The truth. Okay,
you're
so
right.
If there's one lie, like Christmas and Easter.
Yeah.
One lie. Do you know Acts 5, Ananias and Sapphira?
No.
They were killed for one lie. One lie after grace. Everybody likes to cry, grace, grace. God is a graceful God, but only to those who totally repent and are born again and they serve him in holiness and obedience. So the rest part of the gospel, after being born again, is when the Holy Spirit comes in you. Now you read the scriptures and you obey all them. And that's what we're calling people to do. Come out of the world. Come out of this culture. Come out of feminism. Come out of everything.
Everybody is like totally turned.
Oh, you mean the darkness of the culture.
Everybody here.
The darkness of the culture. This world is getting darker and darker. Jesus said, will there be any love when
I already feel like Jesus is coming back.
There's a falling away. But ma'am, you need to get in him more.
I know.
And that's what we're here to encourage you.
Yeah.
Now, if your husband doesn't want to reach out and speak, I would be happy to help you in the areas of women. I'm not allowed to teach you doctrine, but I can teach you the areas of women for obedience. And we have,
you
go on our website, he's got thousands and thousands of teachings. And I'm going to have to get over there because he's got a crowd. We've got thousands of teachings on there to help you out, okay? All right, take care. Thanks for stopping.